The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Time.
We are thrilled once again to bring you NBA basketball this season on ESPN.
This is back. Come on. Back on track. Back on beat. Back on road. Back on speed. Yes, I'm back. Like I never left with another step. Found another breath.
The Hornets rally from a 23-point deficit.
His first 2 points of his NBA career.
Big victory for us and start the season on a good note.
Run, but you can't hide. That's true. I got my eyes on what? On you.
Bang! Bang! Double overtime. Three-pointer. Bang! Fournier's got 32. The Knicks survive in double overtime.
He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
I'm on my Coleman A. Young today.
We get a people!
Yes!
What they want. So much NBA basketball to discuss, but we start with the best game from last night. A double overtime thriller in the greatest arena in the world. It is the Celtics and the Knicks in Madison Square Garden. It looked like the Knicks had it in hand. The Celtics came back, tied it up again. Evan Fournier hit a big three. And then Derrick Rose didn't have a great game, but had a great bucket at the end to seal the win. Jalen, did the Knicks make a statement?
So I'm going to answer your question and say yes, but I'm going to make sure I'm really brief because I want you to be able to enjoy your die easy Knicks.
Oh, okay.
And Julius Randle on the right side falling out of bounds, making shots.
Mm-hmm.
Evan Fournier pump faking, stepping to the left or to the right, knocking down shots. Did you see that?
I saw all of it. I saw every second of this.
Right. So what do you think about your deep New York Knicks and the clutch way they found a way to get it done in double overtime?
Jalen, there are some things that I saw last night that reminded me just why I have so much faith in this team. Mitchell Robinson wasn't available in the playoffs. The Hawks series is completely different if Mitchell Robinson is available. Obi Toppin couldn't really find his way last year. Kind of turned into like a spot-up three-point shooter. They figured him out. He was unlocked last night. Those two are key contributors that have taken a leap. Robinson getting healthy. Toppin getting an appropriate spot in the offense. And they got Kemba Walker. And Evan Fournier. Evan Fournier was COVID-riddled last year. His time in Boston was not great. But he was the Evan Fournier from Orlando last night. He is back. He had 32 points.
All right, okay.
Hitting threes.
Okay.
This team, they're just put him in the finals. Just put him in the finals.
Here we go. You know, we do this show in New York City. I was at MSG last night. I saw Spike Lee. I saw Tracy Morgan. Stephen A was celebrating. Today you're celebrating. So what do you think about your Knicks? Does that mean that you guys are like contending this year, doing better this year than last year? Y'all lost to the Hawks in the playoffs last year. So what level of enthusiasm are you showing for the team that you took my nephew Quincy to watch play basketball within the last handful of years? And they were not relevant.
He's never
now
seen a
y'all
win.
Now relevant.
I've taken him to like
where's
five Knicks games. He's never
okay.
seen a win. He's
okay.
never
so,
seen
so,
a win.
So what's so your level year of enthusiasm?
Okay. The East is
better than
better.
The Bulls. Better than the Hawks.
We always say that success is a function of realistic expectations.
Okay, I'm just asking.
The problem is this.
Okay.
The Bulls got much better. The Hawks got much better. The Pacers got a new coach. Like, they're not going to be a four seed. They're not going to be hosting game one like they did last year. But the pieces that they added, Robinson and Fournier and Walker, you saw last night that they've been effective, and I really like the direction this franchise is headed in.
And you know what I actually love the most is you can have a go-to guy. And I appreciate watching Julius Randle become that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Julius Randle, like, is making three-point shots at a 40% clip.
He was taking up the ball. He was taking up the ball in the majority of the possessions in overtime.
You know, like, the improvements that he's made to his game, his post-game, his turnaround jump shot, how about his body and his body type? It's made him faster. It's made him more agile. It's really impressive watching this game grow. Mm-hmm. This is a major stage. I don't have to tell you.
It's just turnarounds.
You know what I mean?
He hits contested turnarounds.
Right.
He's more comfortable with a hand in his face than he is a catch and shoot open shot. Mm-hmm. And it is looking great. Mm-hmm. However, I'm not going to get too hype, but I am going to get too hype about LaMelo Ball, who is one of one.
We got you, nephew.
LaMelo Ball. You remember before the draft, I said that any GM that passes up on him is going to regret it.
Can you,
before the draft,
say that again.
Any GM that passes on him, I was shocked he didn't go number one. He was easily the best prospect in that draft, in my mind, and he showed last night. He was 7-for-9 from three, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, best player on the floor, and propelled them to a comeback victory against the Pacers.
And also, you see the kicks, Jacoby?
Mm-hmm.
We got them first. Give me some. We got him first. You know what I'm saying? Our guy, one of one, LaMelo Ball, who came on this show in high school after he went overseas and played multiple places.
Look at the fit.
And people questioned if he could make a shot.
He had the fit.
Now look at our guy. Now look at him, Jacoby.
He's like a Batman villain.
He's one of one.
Jay, remember people saying, oh, he couldn't shoot? Oh, he can't shoot?
Or he wasn't strong enough?
I'm sorry, was that 7-for-9 from three? Can he shoot?
Hey, we talked about league pass teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
We just talked about this. I mentioned Memphis. You saw Jaws Lob. You mentioned the Hornets. Look at LaMelo. They won this game because of him.
Absolutely. And Gordon Hayward. Because Hayward was hurt last year.
Yeah.
Gordon Hayward had 27
you know,
points.
That's my guy.
Gordon Hayward is a key contributor when he's healthy. He's had injury problems, but he looked good. He looked healthy last night. And the Hornets, again, we talked about the Eastern Conference. We talked about the Knicks and the Bulls and the Pacers. The Hornets are going to be in that conversation. They're going to be, if not in the playoffs, in the play-in for sure.
And you know who our other league pass team was? The Celtics, and Jaylen Brown went off.
Mm-hmm.
He went off.
He was... problem.
Like that deep three?
Problem. 46 points. Well, we also had another game that was on ESPN, and that was between the MVP, the stretch mark five, Nikola Jokic, and the Western Conference champion Suns. And
this is our guy, too.
Jokic looked good. Like, the Nuggets look good.
See, like, when I watch Jokic ball now, it's almost like when I was, like, listening to old Kendrick or old, like, J. Cole or Nip Hussle, and then they just became, like, so very dope. They became mainstream so fast, and they just weren't hitting anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened to our guy, the Joker. Remember they were drafting Michael Porter Jr. and rolling the dice on the Nuggets team that was top two, top three.
Extended
and we kept talking about how they were deep. And look at our guy, Will Barton.
Barton, 20 points.
You know what
points.
I'm saying? One of my favorite guys out there, rocking number five, an irrational confidence guy, janky type of baller. And so, like, if they get Jamal Murray back, that's the big key. And you see Eric Gordon. You see him hanging on the rim backwards?
Did you see how many points Campazzo had?
Hanging on the rim backwards?
My guy, Facundo Campazzo, 0 points.
Yeah.
But Devin Booker, 3-for-15. Just a weird game from him. Weird performance. Tell me about how he's going to start the season like that.
So here are three important players that's going to dictate who gets to the finals, like, for real.
Okay.
Anthony Davis, James Harden, and Devin Booker. Because each of those guys aren't necessarily considered the leader or the best player of their team, but yet they're going to be required to actually be the most productive if each of those teams are going to get to the finals and or win it all. Like James Harden, 28-8, like that. For somebody pedestrian like me, I'll have those shoes hanging up for that game.
No doubt.
He's, you know, supersized, you know, triple doubles. And that's what we need from Devin Booker. What did he have, 20?
3-for-15.
He had 20. Like they, in the finals, he didn't put up big numbers either.
No.
Like Chris Middleton played better in the finals. That's why the Bucks won.
I don't see the Suns going back to the Western Conference Finals.
No, I don't. I don't either.
I don't see it happening.
But Aiden get paid. I'm happy for Mikal Bridges. He get paid. You know how much I love Cam Jordan. Cam Johnson.
Well, that performance to me was a little bit head-scratching after all the success in the playoffs last year. A little bit head-scratching.
Monty Williams to get them together.
And we always talk about the Nuggets. What about Jamal Murray? We always mention how they're missing Jamal Murray. They showed last night that they're still a good team without Jamal Murray.
Well, you know why? Run some more footage of the Joker doing work, please. Like, so let's celerate
the
our guy.
The way it looks.
Right?
The way it looks. Right? He's never moved fast. Look at this, just dribble, that little fadeaway.
So, like, I ain't gonna lie.
Look at these shots.
Watching the Joker, like, I don't know if he's more like, we love Larry Bird. Please tell everybody what you did to a Larry Bird poster growing up.
Every time before a game for the Amherst traveling team, I would pray to my Larry Legend poster just to get a little something.
No question. And I did a pilot, Jalen versus Everybody. Larry Legend was in it. Like, we love Larry Legend and would love to celebrate him any chance we get. But when I watch two players play, I'm trying to figure out, is he more of the Joker in a modern-day game?
No.
Or is he more Luka?
More Luka.
Right?
Joker's too big, too slow.
But that's how Joker
makes Larry look athletic. Correct. That's hard to do.
Correct, right. But you see what I'm saying? Like, the way we now look at the Joker being slow, then we look at Larry being slow. I mean, these games wasn't black and white. You was watching on a small TV with no replays. You did say
that. I just stand up to change the channel.
Yeah. And when Larry hit that pump fake, it was like, oh, you got to go for the pump fake because it looks so much like his shot. But Luka.
So excited Larry Luka. About the NBA. However, we got an NFL game tonight between the Broncos and the Browns. However, I don't know if the Browns can field a team. I don't know if they can field a team. Yeah. Look at all the players that are injured for the Browns. Of course, they're going to be without Baker Mayfield, who already had a hurt left shoulder before that incident. Chubb is out. Hunt is out. Landry, questionable. OBJ, questionable. Jalen, this is a concern.
Well, they're messing with my emotions because they're messing with a lot of our money in fantasy. Man, Nick Chubb out? Kareem Hunt out?
Mm-hmm.
That's
Can
major.
They still beat the Broncos? The Broncos are not a good football team. The Broncos are not a good football team. Would you still pick the Browns over the Broncos those injuries?
Well, Teddy Bridgewater was turning football over last week.
I think the Browns still win this game.
Von Miller came out and said he was going to have a big game. I'm going with the Broncos.
I'm going with the Browns in this one. Yeah. And that list of injured players, that's not even the whole list. Like, there's some linemen out. Yeah. Like, they are in trouble. Jalen. You mentioned it earlier. You see Ja Morant last night? Did you see Ja Morant last night? Look at Ja!
These are the tales I know so well.
You're watching Jalen Jacoby. Stay tuned. Coming to you live from the Seaport, New York City, brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Anthony Rose, you said that one of your favorite teams to watch on League Pass, the Memphis Grizzlies, and they delivered yesterday. Please celebrate the work of art that was Ja Morant's game last night.
It's not only how he gets out in transition, Woo. But how fearless he is. Woo. And he jumps with ferocity and catches it with one hand, kisses the rim, and freaks it.
Ugh.
That is just nasty. You nasty boy,
That's just two of his 37 points. Six rebound night.
And you know, like, there are players that you look at their team and say, they win because of them. That's Ja Morant. Like, the average NBA fan doesn't know the name of their coach, can't name their third best player. Yet they made the playoffs last year. Ja Morant is that good in the Western Conference. That's how Dame was early in his career. Portland still found ways to make the playoffs because they had him. And he keeps getting better and better each year.
Well, you know, I know the name of their coach because you don't see too many white guys named Jenkins. You know what I mean? Not too many white guys named Jenkins. I was like, his last name is Jenkins?
Right, Roscoe Jenkins?
This is a big win. Listen, it is against the Cavs. But it was still a big win. And they got contributions from some players that you don't expect to get contributions from, like Bane. Moving on, 76ers. All we talk about is Ben Simmons. Is he at practice? Did he get kicked out? Did he do the drill? Does he have a cell phone in his pocket? Is he going to play? Is he going to get traded? Who's he going to trade it for? But you know what? They had a game against the Pelicans.
Yeah, the Pelicans.
They look good. Embiid had 22. Harris had 20. It was a good win for the 76ers, especially with all the drama surrounding them.
Well, Embiid is going to need to do what Kawhi did in the Eastern Conference a couple of years ago, as he lifted the Toronto Raptors to the NBA Finals and ultimately to the championship. Continue to dominate like a top five player,
mm-hmm.
and see if he can still get Philadelphia to the Eastern Conference Finals. See if he can get them to the NBA Finals. Because regardless of what happens to Ben, they're going to move him. They're going to get something in return.
Something.
They're going to get something.
They're
going to
get 25 cents on the dollar. Right, they're going to get 25 cents.
And Philadelphia was the number one seed last year. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Tobias Harris and Seth Curry. And I really love Maxey and Thybul. Like, they have a really good team. Danny Green. They have a really good team. And so I'm obviously, like everyone else, looking to see how the Ben Simmons situation plays out. But that doesn't take away from the dominance that they're going to need from Joel Embiid every night.
Joel Embiid, the every night part. The dominance part, no problem. It's the every night part. If he played 10 more games, he's the MVP last year. Like, people forget that. If he played 10 more games, he's the MVP. The only reason that Jokic was the MVP was because Joel Embiid did not play the full season. So if he stays healthy, he's going to dominate. And he could propel this team, even without Ben Simmons. We have no idea when he's going to play or not play. They can still be a high seed in the Eastern Conference. I don't expect either of these two teams to be a high seed in their conference in the West. But the Timberwolves, Karl-Anthony Towns, watched some gorillas fight. Gave him 30 points and 10 rebounds after watching the gorillas fight. What do you think about the Timberwolves?
And I expect you to have a great haircut. You look handsome today, sir. I love Anthony Edwards. I know the potential of Karl-Anthony Towns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, making threes, dunking at the rim, blocking shots. But Anthony Edwards is explosive and powerful, and fearless and long, and has big hands and just is a dog. Like,
we talk about LaMelo. We love LaMelo here. We love LaMelo. However, Anthony Edwards in his draft class is a player and yes. electric personality too. He's going to take your job.
Yes.
He's taking your job in 10 years.
He already has it.
He's taking your job in 10 years.
He already has it.
You might as well just change the logo and make this Edwards and Jacoby because
indeed.
That is where we are headed.
He already has it.
So much fun.
Yes.
Five-star phenom prospect Mikey Williams, the future of the NBA, joins us right after this. Jalen Rose, who is joining us right now on the program?
This gentleman got game, Jacoby. As a matter of fact, he's the top prospect in the 2023 class. And he's joining us today. Please welcome Mikey Williams to the program.
Thank you so much for taking the time.
Appreciate you.
So the NBA season kicked off. Every team has played. What are you looking forward to seeing this season in the NBA?
The Lakers win. And I want to see how they gonna put it together.
They gotta get going. In all honesty, I know it's just one game, and I know preseason doesn't matter, even though they were winless. But what do you think it's gonna take for your Lakers to put it together and meet the goals of people like me who pick them to win the championship this season?
I think everybody's just going to have to play their role. I hope there's no injuries throughout the season. They just got to find a niche. You know, they just got to be able to gel together. So I think once everybody learn how to, you know, play together, you know, then I think you're going to be unstoppable. They got too much talent.
You are the top guard prospect in the 2023 class. When you're watching the NBA, what players do you model your game after?
I watch a lot of Westbrook, Donovan Mitchell, like Dame Lillard, like a lot of scoring point guards, combo guards, I guess you could say.
Who are your couple of best combination guards in the game?
Say that again.
Who are a couple of your favorite combination guards currently in the NBA?
My favorite is probably Donovan Mitchell. A lot of people would say that's my comparison. He's not too much. He's around the same height, you know. We both can score the ball fairly well. You know, we both can run the point too. So I say that's my favorite right there. Anthony Edwards, you know, he played with Dog, you know. They're probably my two favorite.
So you'll be playing for Vertical Academy this year. It's kind of a unique situation. Can you tell our audience exactly what that is?
Well, we're not affiliated with a high school organization, so I guess you can kind of say like it's like a travel team. Like some stuff we're limited to playing because of, you know, the rules that other states have for the high school organizations. So I don't think anybody else has really done it. And then on top of that, like, our season started real early. You know, we're able to play when a lot of other teams can't. Like, season hasn't started for a lot of teams, but we're like 10, 11 games in already.
Well, I'm jealous of your fro because I'm trying to let mine grow out for sure. You play with a lot of young stars already. Who are some of the best young stars that you've played against?
I know a few years ago I played against a lot of guys that got drafted in Pangos. I played against Cade. I played against Scotty Barnes. I played against Terrence Clark. You know, I played against a lot of good players. Zion Harmon. I mean, there's a few.
So there are a lot of college coaches trying to get at you. Your recruiting process has been interesting. What are you looking for the next level of basketball?
Some way that fits me best, you know, something that whatever makes the most sense to me, you know. I haven't really decided what that is yet because I have a little ways to go, like a little minute to figure that out. But something is going to fit me best, somewhere I can develop at, you know.
So the name, image, and likeness rules have changed, and that's obviously going to affect you as you go up to the next level. What are you looking forward to take advantage of that?
Definitely getting my personal brand out more, you know, just being a business, and then getting paid. That's pretty much it.
So musically, I have to ask you right now, who are you listening to get you hype when you're working out, when you're in the car? Like, what artists are you listening to these days?
I listen to a lot of Lil Baby. I listen to a lot of NBA Youngboy. I listen to a lot of No Cap, Gunna, you know, something like around that area.
That sounds about right. Now, there is an opportunity not just to go to college, but to forego college and play in the G League like Jalen Green did. Could you see yourself doing that in the future?
Like I said, when that time comes, you know, if I feel like that would be the best decision for me, you know, I'm obviously going to put myself in the best position I could be in. So, like I said, I haven't really put too much thought into it, but, you know, I know the options that I have.
Would you consider going to a HBCU?
For sure. I still stand on what I said.
Is there a list of colleges that you have is sort of like boiled down to?
Not yet. I haven't cut my list down yet. I did it, matter of fact, like last year, but then I was just like, I don't even know why I did that. Like, I'm still young, so I had reopened it.
Keep your options open. Yeah, Let them offer you the money everywhere.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well,
and keep getting them Puma checks, family. Looking dope. I had that shirt on yesterday. It don't stop.
Would you consider playing for a coach that played in the NBA? Like someone like, I don't know, Juwan Howard in Michigan?
I think you can I think that would be like something that you could benefit off of, definitely, you know, just the game and the knowledge that they can give you. Like, they know the politics, they know the in and outs to it. So, I mean, that's where everybody's trying to get to. So I think that having coaches that played in the league is definitely an advantage.
That's a good point. Now, you're doing something really interesting in terms of the name, image, and likeness. You're launching a charter NFT membership. It's a digital asset that gives fans an opportunity to get exclusive rights to future NFTs that involves you. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I just want my fans to be able to connect with me like in a different way, not just on Instagram, really, you know? I want them to feel like they're closer to me. It's kind of a more personal thing with the NFTs. Like, a lot of people see me on Instagram and, you know, feel like I'm just, I can't even explain it, but a lot of people, like, feel like they can't really reach me through Instagram, you know, even though I try to show as much love as I can. I feel like the NFTs is more personal, so I want to get people, like, a closer feel to me, you know?
That's a good point. Now, if you want to invest in Mikey's future, you can do so at the igotitapp.com. That's igotitapp.com. Thank you so much for taking the time.
We appreciate the love. And Jalen and Jacoby going to try to get down there to come watch one of your games and represent, because we appreciate you taking time for being on the program. Stay healthy. We're going to be following you the entire way.
Appreciate you.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for the people. So I got to take everybody behind the curtain. Jalen Rose is on First Take this morning. So what does that mean? He arrives early, has a fresh cut, has a double-breasted suit, and then he's got a brooch, a dope brooch. I mean, I don't see anybody else in the game wearing a brooch like that. But here's what I want to tell the people. Before we tape Jalen and Jacoby, he goes, I got to change clothes. So you got dressed down. Like, you look fly, and you're like, I can't be this fly on Jalen and Jacoby because we're gutter. We're the hood show. I'm going to go put on an ugly trucker cap and a T-shirt.
You heard Mobb Deep. I'm going to be in the projects forever. And then you move to the suburbs. Like, I shouldn't have said that.
It hurts my feelings, man. It hurts my feelings.
Dr. Dre once said, I don't smoke weed or obsess because it's known to give a brother brain damage. And he went on to become the Chronic. Say certain things that you just don't mean.
Why can't you be fly for this show?
I'm just saying you say certain things.
Why can't you be fly for this? You know what? I'm wearing a blazer tomorrow.
Don't age well.
I'm wearing a blazer tomorrow. I'm wearing a blazer tomorrow. That's it. I'm dressing up.
Look at some of the older artists. Like, Biggie said some lyrics that I was like, whoa, he did say that.
Well, it was a different time. That was a different time. There are some things that were said on records that you can't say in 2021 that you could say in 97.
How about that Only Built for Cuban Links album? They recorded that once.
Purple tape.
They recorded that once. It's like, y'all got to all get in here. And
remember,
whatever mistakes,
come out on Tuesdays.
Whatever noises, whatever sounds. See, I'll just say this, all kind
everyone
of sounds
listen to this,
on that
everyone
album.
Listen to this. Under 30 sounds. Doesn't know what it's like to have a Tuesday.
You don't know
come
nothing
around,
about this.
And you go to the record shop.
You know what I'm saying?
You had to
read
go to the record
credits.
Shop. And then you had to you buy it and you open it up. You're like, what's it? Why is it purple?
You're looking at the name and the
why
order of the songs while you're standing in line.
Why is it purple?
You know what I mean?
And then we figured out classic legendary product. That wasn't just Ray's album. That was Ray and Ghost album. You know? It just got Ray's name on it, but that was Ray and Ghost.
No doubt.
Jalen, I want you to talk to me about the Garden last night. I was watching the game. You know what I didn't do? I wasn't clicking around on League Pass. I wasn't checking in on the other games. I was locked in on this basketball contest.
What?
I was locked in
locked
on this
in?
One. This
Wait,
one. I watched
you love
every
League
dribble.
Pass? Is this?
Oh, I hit League Pass during the commercials. During the commercials, I hit League Pass a little bit.
Are you falling in love with the Knicks?
That was a marquee matchup.
No, but like
a marquee matchup.
You're like, I understand you got indoctrinated into the mafia. And shout out to our Griselda brothers, so that's forever. But you've been dying.
Hold on. It's not forever. Let's not get crazy.
Nah, you don't want me to text
Let's
Conway.
Not get crazy.
Nah, I don't know.
Let's not get crazy.
I don't know, that won't make Conway
it's
and Benny and West Side Gun happy.
It's not forever. It's not forever.
Mafia doesn't work like that, sir.
Only one relationship in my life. If you ain't got my last name, it's not forever.
No. See, I brought you into this family, dog. You don't behave, then you and I get whacked. You know,
right, all that matters right now I'm on the Bills Mafia. I was watching that game, Monday night game, with all my Buffalo friends in Brooklyn at a bar. They rented out the bar. I thought it was going to be like, we're going to have a table. No, no, bar was shut down just for the Bills game. That last 4th and 1, once that didn't work.
He slipped.
Everybody left real quick. No one said goodbye. Hey. Snuck out the door.
Good night, sweetheart. Is
I need you to tell me about the garden. Take me to the garden. Take me to the garden.
First off, Jaylen Brown was there.
Yo, you got outdressed by Spike Lee. I don't know if you know that. You got outdressed by Spike Lee.
So I'm glad you brought him up.
I thought you would be the flyest dude
Thank
in the building.
Thank you, Ridge DeLedge.
I thought you would be the flyest dude in the building. Spike Lee looks better than you do.
Correct.
Okay.
Exactly. Shout out to Ridge DeLedge. Shout out to everybody that's been following me on IG Live. I've tried to do a better job of stepping up my social game. Terrific social people that I work with have challenged me to do so, so I've tried to do so. So I got Spike Lee. I'm glad you mentioned him on IG Live. Derrick Rose as well. Jaylen Brown. Shout out to Jason Tatum. Shout out to the players on both teams. But here's what I'll say about Madison Square Garden. The atmosphere is back.
Yes, it is.
See, I'm not just an analyst just like, oh, saying it. Like, I've seen the best and the worst up close and personal. Like,
I've been to some sad Knicks games.
Like, when Charlie Ward threw that sideline inbounds pass to LJ for the 4-point play, I tipped the ball. That's what made him hesitate. They would have normally called that on the floor if that's what they were going to call when they got the 4-point play. So fans like you, Die Easy or not, that's one of your iconic New York moments. Don't you see how the garden erupted on that? Don't you get chills in your bones thinking
I've
about John Starks' left hand baseline?
I've gone to sad Knicks games. Me and Mike go walking up to the box office like in the first quarter paying $10 for a ticket. Straight up. And then just your ticket's up in the upper bowl, but you can just walk down and sit wherever because it's half full and the security don't even care and they lose by 30 every single night. I've been to all those games. It was not like that last night.
Well, if you think about it like this, Philadelphia was doing that during the process.
Yeah.
Same thing. Remember people was posting themselves buying whole rolls of tickets for like $80? And so what has changed for the New York Knickerbockers? I want to make sure I acknowledge the one holdover from the era that you're describing to now. Besides James Dolan, Scott Perry has been an anchor to help as they added Leon Rose, the World Wide West, and Tom Thibodeau brought in Julius Randle. I remember saying on this show that Julius Randle was going to be an all-star in the East. He was balling with the Pelicans.
No, you said that before it made sense. Like you said that before it made any
People
sense.
People thought I was bugging. Yeah. You can pull it up right now. He's bugging.
I thought you were bugging.
Like, he's bugging. I'm like, just because I feel like the conference has just played different height-wise.
An opportunity. He's going to have an opportunity with the Knicks that he's not going to have anywhere else because their roster wasn't put together.
But don't like, for real, that's an amazing point, and I love your point, but don't underestimate this point. The game is played different in those conferences height-wise. Like, a player like a Jeremy Grant or a Julius Randle can be a 25-point scorer at 6'9". Look at how the Celtics play up front with Jaylen Brown and Tatum. Like, those dudes are really, like, playing the four. Mm-hmm. Like, you can do that more in the East. The only teams that's really going to punish you are the Bucks. And the Sixers, those are really like the teams that are put in the Pacers when they have Sabonis like really going.
They have Turner.
Yeah, Pacers punish those small teams too. So, and that's my issue with the Nets. They got to figure something out up front.
They do. Well, I was so excited watching that game. Double overtime. So you go on First Take. I see you arguing with Stephen A. Did you get a cut this morning or did you just sleep sitting up?
No, put on a do-rag last night.
preservational do-rag?
Yeah. I went to sleep. I woke up. Put some oils in it. Put some water in it. Brushed it up a little bit.
Okay. You see Spike's suit?
Spike was clean. I'm glad you took me back there. You're great at your job. Spike Lee is a legend, ladies and gentlemen. Like, I know a modern-day audience probably gets introduced to him via the Knicks and watching him be the super fan of the team. But he's one of the most intelligent, socially conscious trailblazers in cinema. And his discography is incredible for the way he was able to help shape the imagery of how we are now able to be portrayed on like social media. Like when I watch Instagram now, to me, that's how a Spike Lee movie used to look.
What?
Correct. So like when I'm watching, when I was watching movies like Do the Right Thing and She's Gotta Have It, mm-hmm, and stuff like that, like for me, that was like a movie, but reality. You know what I'm saying? And he was able to capture like our look. Our multicultural multicolor our multicolor functions within our race. Like he exposed a lot of those topics that we were grappling with, and he also shared them to the mass media and he shared them to the public via his art. And some historic pieces that really like challenged norms. Like, you remember when Public Enemy did Fight the Power video, that, you know, the record label wasn't happy.
No. They're the power.
Right. When they was like, Elvis was a hero to most, they were not, like, getting put on a stamp then. Yes. Right? Like, and Spike Lee became the vehicle and the voice and outlet, like rap music became a window to our culture. And that culture has been infinitely cherry picked. And so I just want to make sure that I acknowledge his role as such a trailblazer. Like Don Cornelius was able to do it on TV. Berry Gordy was able to do it in music. And really what he's been able to do and still able to do is really outstanding.
Tracy Morgan, the chains are too big. The chains are too big. It's too big. They get too big. Two of them, too. Like, even Slick Rick would be like, dog, you got to tone it down a little bit. Even Slick Rick. Was he sitting next to our guy, ASAP Ferg? Or did I make that up? Was he sitting next to Ferg? I swear. I saw Ferg in the front row.
Not sure.
So every day I get Jalen a green juice and a ginger shot. And
you're a king. Thank
he
you.
He sips the ginger shot. That's not how it works. Why do you sip the ginger shot?
Because it's really strong and it's really
it's good for you. You got to take it all down at once.
So how many fluid ounces is this considered? Do you
probably
believe?
Probably 1.5, I would guess, or 2.
So I can't see a scenario where I'll be able to drink one of those nonstop.
Jalen Rose, Pistons played last night.
No Cade Cunningham.
No Cade.
Isaiah Stewart Ball.
They played against the Bulls, and they lost.
Yeah.
0-82 is on the board. Who's going to win first, the Lions or the Pistons? Who's going to win first? The Lions, the Tigers, or the Pistons?
Where's the schedule?
The Pistons schedule?
Yeah.
Oh, let's take a look. Let's take a look at the Pistons schedule. This is going to be tough, man. It's going to be another tough year. Let's take a look at the Pistons schedule. Okay. We got a loss to the Bulls, scored 88 points in the full game, not the third quarter, like 88 points in the full game. Then, oddly, another game against the Bulls, which makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Back to back?
Another game against the Bulls on Saturday.
Okay. That's our first win right there.
Nope.
That's before the Lions play.
Not going to happen. And then the Hawks lost.
Before the Lions play.
Sixers lost. And you get the Magic on the 30th. So the Magic on the 30th, that's a win because the Magic, I mean, I don't know what they're up to.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 31st, the Lions host the Eagles on Halloween. Scary hours.
This year, Halloween fell on the weekend. Me and David Jacoby trick-or-treating. The answer to this question is the Pistons. They get a win on Saturday against the Bulls.
Okay. Didn't look like that's gonna happen.
Here's the player that the Pistons need to become a guy that they can rely on for a long time. Killian Hayes.
Yes.
He was a 7th pick in the draft. I don't have to tell you that if you miss on that player.
You were not excited about that pick, Mr. Rose.
It's because you know who I like better. Who I like better?
Halliburton. Who was available. Right there. But one thing that I will say that I do, and I'm guilty of this, and I'm not going to do this anymore, is decide on a player after one season.
No.
You could have done that about Obi Toppin. Obi Toppin looked completely different last night and in the preseason than he did last year.
Correct.
Just after one year, sometimes you just gotta get your sea legs. You just gotta figure out what it's like to play NBA basketball. No, you're 19 question. Years old.
No question. That's what I said. That's why I said I'm watching him progress, because in Detroit right now, the fans are really loud about his lack of productivity.
Well, he didn't produce last year. He got hurt. Oh no. Oh no. Reggie just got in my ear. He said Killian Hayes was 0 for 7 last night. 0 points. That's tough.
I gotta tell you a secret.
Just us. Tell me a secret.
You really wanna know? Okay. Not only did I know that and didn't say it, but he was actually 0-6.
How many times you played over 20 minutes and had 0 points?
Never.
I'm trying to think.
Never.
It just never happened?
No, never.
Oh, see, I can do that in a pickup game real quick.
Never. If I played 20 minutes and had zero, I had a broken hand, I scored. So no.
Never?
Never.
Never?
Never. I wasn't a big dog Glenn Robinson type.
No.
All-time bucket getter. Or who else I want to just shout out? Shout out to Damon Stoudemire. Ran into him recently.
Where'd you run into Damon Stoudemire?
That's what I do. That's what I do, dog. But yeah, I don't think there are many times I played 20 minutes and didn't score.
There's some rumors about Deshaun Watson to Miami. They said it could get done this week. He's got over 20 human beings that are accusing him of sexual misconduct. How do you think this plays out?
I believe that he's going to ultimately get his day in court.
Okay.
And once he gets either convicted or denied, once he either goes to jail or doesn't, once he either is disciplined and or is completed whatever he's required to do, he'll be back playing in the NFL.
For the Dolphins or the Texans?
I think in different circumstances, the Kansas City Chiefs let go of Kareem Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't because they didn't think he was a good football player. It's because what he was doing on video. And they knew somebody else was going to take a chance on him.
Yep.
And if you look at their team, you can say they can use Kareem Hunt.
Sure.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire fumbled. Didn't he fumble?
Yeah.
And he lost that game?
Mm-hmm.
A couple of weeks ago? Okay, so they... As a great Super Bowl winning team with Patrick Mahomes, and Tyreek Hill, and Travis Kelce, they did the ethical thing. And then the Browns was like, he's not in jail. Society doesn't punish him for the act that he did on video. Society's the one that should look at the video, bring him in court and say, hey, Kareem Hunt, since you did this on video, we're going to go sit you down for this period of time. So since our judicial system doesn't properly punish Kareem Hunt, he now has to get punished two other places, in the court of public opinion, and or is he now, because he is a free man, allowed to continue to make a living? And so Kareem Hunt, like Antonio Brown, Greg Hardy, were players that got other opportunities after they had,
I think we'll see Deshaun Watson on the field.
Major allegations surrounding
them. We'll see it in Miami.
And here's the thing, that he will get another opportunity to play football in the NFL.
Jalen, I have some more quarterback news. It's going to hit close to home. Remember Dan Campbell called out Jared Montana after the game?
Mm-hmm.
And then on Monday, Dan Campbell said that he's going to shake things up a little bit. Is it possible Jared Goff is not the quarterback of the Detroit Lions on Sunday?
See, let me teach you guys about, like, how to totally mismanage a situation 101.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me look up who the backup quarterback is for the Lions, because if you start in Jared Goff.
So, like.
Oh, no.
So, it's one thing for my coach, Larry Brown, to feel like I'm going to give you a DNP for the first three quarters of a basketball game. It's another thing when you see I have 80 family and friends at the game and I return to play in my hometown of Detroit and you do it. Those are two different things. You're looking up.
I'm looking up who the backup quarterback for the Lions is, and something tells me Jared Goff is going to be the starter because Tim Boyle is the backup quarterback and David Blah.
And the reason I bring that up is, it's one thing if Jared Montana is struggling and we're winless, but like Jay said, you don't get him back like that. Not against the Rams. Like, at least let him go out there.
Like
Deontay Wilder and down his sword. You know what I mean? Against.
Well, you're only as faithful as your options. If Tim Boyle is your backup, you know,
at least let him get out there and play against them. Like,
so we have Sean McVay.
Let him throw up 50 times.
Producer did some research, and Jalen Rose has never played 15 minutes in the NBA and not scored a point. Never once in the NBA.
I'm proud of that.
And I'm sure you went 2 for 15 some nights.
I'm proud of that.
But you know,
when you said somebody was doing research, I was trying to think like, did I?
Never played 15 minutes in the NBA and not scored a point. I've gone entire 2-hour pickup runs and not scored a point. So congratulations. You are an official bucket. You playing pickup tonight? I don't think you're going to show up.
I am showing up.
I don't think you're going to show up.
I'm drinking these green drinks and I ain't showing up.
We will. Give you
thank
a
you
full
for that
rundown
research, whoever looked at
of
that
the
up.
NBA looked action of Thursday Night Football and of Jalen playing pickup in Brooklyn tomorrow. We have another show tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. I look crisp today. We are not done. Got to give the people.